Hello. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. Deceit is sadly a normal part of our everyday life. It permeates every part of our existence. When we check our email or text messages, we have to be careful not to respond to messages where deceit is the intent. There are many who try to deceive you into providing your personal information so they can commit financial crimes. Up close and more personally, there are people around us who try to deceive us. Deceit is not a modern phenomenon. Deceit has been with humanity since the Garden of Eden. The serpent, Satan the devil, deceived Eve by purposefully misrepresenting what God had told Adam and her. Civilization as we know it stems from that first act of deception. Let's read it again in Genesis 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. Subtlety is used to deceive. And Satan used subtlety to deceive Eve. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. Would to God ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Satan, as the serpent, is the first recorded to use deceit on earth. It should not be a shock to us that deceit is something we need to avoid in our lives. When we are a victim of deceit, we suffer the consequences. When we are the perpetrator of deceit, not only do we suffer, we add to the sufferings of others. We need to be aware that God will destroy the wicked in the land, including people who practice deceit. Knowing that people who practice deceit will not dwell in the house of God. Psalm 101, verse 1. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way, O when wilt thou come unto me. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. Deceit is more than a lie. Deceit is a lie based on hate. It follows a typical pattern where carefully chosen words are used to redirect attention from the hate. Notice what is written in Proverbs 26, verse 24. He that hateth dissembleth with his lips, and layeth up deceit within him. When he speaketh fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart, whose hatred is covered by deceit. His wickedness shall be showed before the whole congregation. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. Deceit is used in spiritual matters, and there are some who will use deceit to knowingly lie to others. Through carefully chosen words, not far removed from Satan in the Garden of Eden, some will try to separate people from faith, and these deceivers typically pursue easy marks, people more likely to believe their deception. As we are aware that a person's purpose is to remove us from faith, the prudent action is to avoid these people and alert other believers to these deceivers. Romans 16, verse 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. As we live our life of faith, we need to remember we live a life of faith that transcends the human experience. What we believe and how we believe cannot be based on the tradition of men and life on earth as we know it, but on Jesus Christ. When we allow ourselves to base our faith on our human experience, the traditions of men and life on earth as we know it, we put ourselves in a position to be deceived. Colossians 2, verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. As Christians, we are to have compassion with each other, and we are to refrain from using our tongue for evil including the evil of speaking deceit. Instead, we are to do good and pursue peace so that we might be counted among the righteous. 1 Peter 3, verse 8. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Jesus taught that deceit is just one of many evil things that can defile a person. He explained that it is what comes from a person that defiles the person. In a long list of evil, deceit is one of the many forms of evil that defiles people listed by Jesus. Mark 7, verse 14. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he saith unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him, because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out in the draught, purging all meats? And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. In writing to the Ephesians, Paul explained that the sins of this world need to be absent from the congregation of the faithful, and warned them not to be deceived with vain or empty words. There are many who may speak with us using flattering words, and the words spoken to us are meaningless and given without genuine thought and concern. As we allow ourselves to be deceived with flattering words, we set ourselves up to be separated from the love of God. Ephesians 5, verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish taking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. As we live our life of faith, Paul warns us in writing to Timothy, we will suffer persecution by evil people who are deceived and attempt to deceive others. During these trying times, the best thing we can do is to stay grounded in what we know to be the truth. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Living our life of faith requires us to separate ourselves from the practices of many on earth, including people who will use deceit and lie for personal reasons. Colossians 3, verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye have put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. The Bible and gospel of the kingdom of God is not based on deceit. There is no need to use trickery when proclaiming the truth of God's word. Equally, when proclaiming the truth of God's word, there is no need to use flattering words or to present the teachings of the Bible as something secretive in nature to create a desire to learn that is based on greed and self-interest rather than faith. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 1. For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain. But even after that we had suffered before, we were shamefully entreated, as ye know, at Philippi. We were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile. But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God which trieth our hearts. For neither at any time used we flattering words, as ye know, nor a cloak of covetousness, God is witness, nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome, as the apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because you were dear unto us. Deceit is one of many sins that is common to a society that has rejected God. When writing to the Romans, Paul included deceit in a long list of sinful acts right after questioning the veracity of the Bible. Romans 1, verse 26. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. To the church and to the faithful everywhere, the Holy Spirit gives spiritual gifts. It's normal for us to focus these spiritual gifts on the fruit of the Holy Spirit and the different offices of ministry. The gifts of the Holy Spirit should also protect us from deceit. We are not to be like this world, but transformed by the Holy Spirit to be focused on spiritual matters. Ephesians 4, verse 7. But in every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he is ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness wherein they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Deceit is a topic that you can read up on in the book of Proverbs. For example, from Proverbs, we know that deceitful words at first might seem like a really good deal. It's only later that we find out how bad the deceit is. Proverbs 20, verse 17. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. From Proverbs, we also know that deceit comes not from people who are righteous, but from the wicked. Proverbs 12, verse 5. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. We also learn that evil is associated with deceit, and that should not come as a surprise, as deceit was introduced by Satan in the Garden of Eden. More importantly, from Proverbs, we learn that deceit is part of the fabric of the character of people who imagine evil, who also lie. Instead, we are to speak the truth in righteousness. Proverbs 12, verse 16. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Jeremiah the prophet wrote about deceit during his time. He explained how people preferred deceit or the lie over the truth. He added that this extended to people who would hold on to wickedness instead of turning to righteousness. People who cling to deceit forget that there is a judgment coming by God. Jeremiah 8, verse 4. Moreover, thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord, Shall he fall and not arise? Shall he turn away and not return? Why then is this people of Jerusalem smitten back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit, they refuse to return. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, What have I done? Every one turned to his course as the horse rusheth into the battle. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. During Jeremiah's time, society was so corrupt that people lived in deceit, accepted the deceit, and refused to know God. If we believe that in the modern era we are somehow enlightened and that people today are not deceived, reject deceit, and know God, I offer that I think we are somehow deceived. The problems that Jeremiah saw during his time are not much different than what we have today. How and where we experience deceit may be somewhat different today. Deceit is very much alive, as is a society that accepts deceit while refusing to know God, relying instead on the traditions of men. Jeremiah 9, verse 4. Take ye heed, every one of his neighbor, and trust ye not in any brother. For every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanders, and they will deceive every one his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity. thine habitation is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will melt them and try them, for how shall I do for the daughter of my people? Their tongue is as an arrow shot out, it speaketh deceit. One speaketh peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in heart he layeth his weight. It is possible that personal pride can deceive us. For example, each of us has a personal body image. How we see our body. Most people have a personal body image that is inconsistent with reality, with people either seeing themselves as too skinny or fat, too young looking or too old looking compared to reality. Not only do we have to be concerned with others around us who try to deceive us, our own mind can deceive us. Obadiah 1, verse 3. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. If thieves came to thee, if robbers by night, how art thou cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the grape gatherers came to thee, would they not leave some grapes? How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding in him. Deceit can come from without, by other people, or from within, from our own mind. It makes no difference where the deceit comes from. We need to avoid deceit. Deceit is tied to the wicked and originated with Satan in the Garden of Eden. Deceit is linked to hate. It is the hate that spurs the deceit. In love, there is no need to be deceitful. Deceitfulness leads to bad being called good, and deceitfulness is often a premeditated act. Psalm 36, verse 1. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. We can trust God to deliver us from people who are deceitful by surrounding us in truth. As we surround ourselves in the truth of God's word, we are less likely to be deceived by evil. Psalm 43, verse 1. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me, let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. We know God hates deceitful people, and because of that understanding, we should also remember that God will hear our prayers to deliver us from deceit. Psalm 5, verse 1. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolishness shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. There are people who are blessed by God. Some of these blessed people include people with forgiven sin, who have no sin, who have no desire to deceive. We know that it is God who protects us and delivers us from trouble as we remain righteous. We know it is God who offers us mercy when we trust in God. Deception and righteousness are incompatible. Psalm 32, verse 1. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Living in a world that embraces deceit, that accepts deceit while rejecting God, we can take comfort in the power of God in our life, much like David did thousands of years ago. David offered thanks to God, knowing that God protected him from his enemies. God will do the same for us today. God will protect us from people who might publicly proclaim peace and yet seek evil against us through acts of deception, who are just waiting for us to make one mistake to bring an accusation against us. God protected David from these people, and God will also protect us. Psalm 35, verse 18. I will give thee thanks to the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they open their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord, keep not silence, O Lord, be not far from me. Looking forward to the conclusion of the matter, we know in the end, we who are faithful to God win, and those who are against God lose big. We read in the book of Revelation of a war in heaven where Michael and his angels fight against the dragon and the dragon's angels, and how Satan is described as the source of deception, responsible for deceiving the whole world. Satan has not deceived just a few people. Satan has deceived the whole world. Those who are righteous, who are of God, are in the small and tiny minority. Those who are deceived and are of Satan are in the vast majority. Just like David had people in his life who were waiting for just one mistake to bring accusation, so it is with us and Satan the devil, who waits to accuse us day and night before God the Father. Revelation 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. And he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation, and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Those who are deceived now will be given a future time to know God the Father through Jesus Christ. We know from some of the very last words of the Bible that some will choose to remain deceived and live a life of sin instead of a life of righteousness. These few will not inherit eternal life. Revelation 22, verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Deceit has been around since the time of Satan's rebellion. Satan's heart deceived him, and since that time, Satan has been engrossed with deceit. Satan seeks to deceive all of mankind to believe the lie rather than the truth. And while in the end, some will believe Satan, many, many more will follow God into righteousness, into the kingdom of God. The world that we live in today is a world of deceit, and is not much different from the time of Jeremiah, who also lived in a world of deceit. What has changed is not the character and heart of man, but the technology available to us. As we live in this world of deceit today, and encounter people who seem to be lying in wait to find us make a mistake just so they might accuse us, we can take comfort in the same knowledge that David had, that we are blessed when our sins are forgiven, knowing that it is God who delivers us from all forms of trouble, including deception. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.